This is Colorado Public Radio News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. I-70 through Glenwood Canyon is slowly reopening this morning after a mudslide buried the highway again Saturday. Just this past hour, the Colorado Department of Transportation announced one westbound lane is now open with a reduced speed limit enforced. Eastbound lanes will remain closed for much of the day. CDOT shut down traffic yesterday afternoon after rain fell on the Grizzly Creek Fire burn scar that caused mud and debris to blanket the highway during one of the busiest travel periods of the year. A traveling exhibit in Pueblo County is focusing on reducing the stigma around substance abuse. KRCC's Abigail Beckman has more.
The exhibit will showcase 15 Pueblo County residents who can speak firsthand about their journeys to treatment, including the labels and barriers they faced. That includes stereotypes, negative attitudes, and being perceived as dangerous. The Words Have Power exhibit will continue through August at various locations, including the Pueblo Health Department and the El Pueblo History Museum. A virtual version of the exhibit is also available on the county's website. I'm Abigail Beckman, KRCC News.
Catalytic converter thefts have skyrocketed in Colorado with more than 2,000 reports made this year. And to combat this, the Colorado State Patrol is partnering with AAA on a program to etch serial numbers into the car parts. The idea is that a serial number would make it harder to sell stolen parts. And from Denver, you're listening to Colorado Public Radio.